Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. And we do it on the Monday after week one of the NFL. My goodness, there was a lot of good, the bad, and the dumb going on this weekend. So we got it for you. The good of the day, my friend.
Well, I got two for you.
All right, two
for Monday, just because you need to.
Sure.
The first one, I got to give it up to Tyreek Hill. He kind of settled in nicely with his new team. And then gave his coach major, major props.
Yeah, he did.
Not safe for work thing. Well, I guess, I don't know. Is it not safe for work? What did he say?
Yeah, cojones.
Cojones.
Yeah,
I guess that's all right to say. He just said he had really big cojones to go into Gillette Stadium and do what they did. So.
No, wait a minute. The game was in Miami.
I mean Miami. Sorry.
Yeah. They went for it on 4th and 7.
Yeah. And that was, you know what? You kind of want to see that from your star receivers, right?
I think you want to see that from your players. As I was talking about in hour one, it's you want to see your players really love your coach, the decisions that he makes. And Mike McDaniel's young. He could have been conservative, but players like to play. They like to gamble a little bit. And they love that don't give up thing. And then Tyreek Hill is like, this is great.
You know, I mean, we didn't really get to see it this weekend with the Chargers, but we saw it all last year. And I know we're going to see it again this year. That's why I think the Chargers love Brandon Staley.
Yeah, I do too.
He's willing to. I mean, it's Madden, right?
Yeah.
When you're playing the video game Madden, you always go forward and forward down.
Yeah, you just want to gamble a little bit and play a little bit. And I think, as I was saying earlier, fans have to learn to accept it. But if we can accept it, I think you're going to see a lot more coaches willing to do it, take a shot or two. Again, not all the shots. We're not asking 4 and 12, you know, at the 20-yard line. Like, we're not asking that. But, I mean, how many times you're like, oh, man, stay on the field. Stay on the field. Stay on the field. And then they punt. And they go, oh,
well,
okay.
Then we're to that point where we're yelling at them for not going for it.
Like, why wouldn't Lovie Smith try to go for the win? Like, why do you want to tie? Like,
I know.
You know, it's crazy. So, yeah, I like Tyreek Hill. And I think the Dolphins have found a player's coach, and that's pretty good right now.
And that's what you're going to need down the stretch. Yeah. The other good of the day. The magic number is 3, Tony.
3, I know. He hit only a home run, he hit it in the 9th inning.
Hit it in the 9th inning, so I mean, he's still strong, still going strong throughout the game.
What's going on, though? What, like I'm sorry, I don't
don't bring up
98. Where is it coming from? All season long, he doesn't hit any. Like, when he started this, he had like 5. He has 16 home runs now, or something like that.
It was before the All-Star break. He had 7, I think, right?
Right.
He was stuck at 7. Then he hit some, you know, then he did the home run derby, which usually hurts you as a player. And then he found some resurgence all of a sudden in the middle of August, which was, I don't know, eye-opening, I guess. Now we're just 3 away.
Okay, there was a moment where I think you and I were talking about him, where, like, you're right, he had, like, 7 home runs and he needed, like, 13.
Yeah.
And we were like, he's not going to get 13.
He's
only had 7. How is he going to get 13 in the next 2 months?
Yeah, and then he ended up getting 7 in 1 week.
Yeah, and now he's hitting home runs all the time. Like, I expect an Albert Pujols home run every 3 days. Like, that's what it feels like. Like, he just pops one, then he goes a couple games, then he pops another one, then he goes a couple games, then he pops another one.
But now you can get one every 3 days, and he'll get to 700.
Yeah.
Or he'll get to 699. There'll be so much pressure, and he'll be stuck there.
I'm telling you, I think he's got a better chance of the 700 than Aaron Judge does at
62.
Judge is still 7 away with 20 games left. That's not. I mean, he can do it. Don't get me wrong. Aaron Judge can hit 3 a game. I mean, he'll get 3 in a weekend.
Which seems to be the only time he plays now, because I don't really see him during the week.
Yeah.
Like, I will save him. He's a weekend guy now.
So he's, like I said, he's now popping him out all the time. So yeah, he's getting this. I mean, I absolutely think he's getting this. So good. Yeah, that is a very cool good.
Yeah. So we I guess we're on Pujols watch.
Pujols watch.
I mean,
we have
been for a while, but 3 away is very serious now. I mean, he's in 4th place all time.
Which is weird because, again, the Cardinals are up next on Tuesday. They'll play Milwaukee at home. And, again, if he hits 2, he'll be 1 away. And then there will be a moment when he's 1 away where the tension is really going to be on this.
Yeah.
like the you know, they're going to be watching every game and everybody's going to be kind of wondering. So
I mean, thankfully they do have a favorable schedule down the stretch.
They'll be breaking into programming on ESPN to tell you about it.
But the thing is, you know, here's the deal, and they always make a bigger deal of it than it needs to be, because they always say, "Do you want to be the pitcher that gives up 700? You'll live in immortality." I can't name one pitcher that ever gave up a big home run.
No, you don't. It's.
But that'll be the narrative. You'll hear that over and over and over again.
You know, you might be known if the call of the home run is played over and over again, right? Like here's the pitch by Downing, right? So, you know, Al Downing was the pitcher that threw it to
Aaron. Or Dennis Eckersley.
But if you didn't have that consistently, I don't think many people remember who it was.
Nah.
You know, anybody remember who gave up Pete Rose's record-breaking hit?
How about Mark McGwire?
Yeah, or Mark McGwire. I know it was Eric Schau, who was the Padres pitcher. But I just remember that. But most people don't. You're right. Nobody
remembers that. So just go out there, groove one right down the middle of the plate, let him get to 700.
And Downing, for his credit, lived with it. He was a broadcaster afterwards, and he had no problems being the guy who was like, hey, everybody, a lot of pitchers gave up home runs to Hank Aaron. I just happened to give up mine at a particular time. This is kind of the way it was, right? I'm no different than any other pitcher he was hitting home runs off of. Mine just happened to come on a certain date.
I bet you there were some that gave up 2, 3, 4 of them.
Sure, a bunch of them. So, all right, what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day is, Tony, we got a PSA for you. Wake up call PSA. Which is never leave a grill unattended.
Yeah, don't leave grills unattended. Okay, go ahead.
Did you hear what happened at the Miami Patriots game?
No.
So someone left. You know, there was tailgating going on, as there was at every NFL stadium on Sunday. Somebody left their grill unattended after, you know, once the game started and headed into the stadium. I guess they left it simmering a little bit. I don't know where they put it, but wherever they put it needs to be investigated and proved and shown where not to put it, because I'm going to assume there were some Patriot fans who left the stadium.
You're burying the lead. What happened to the grill?
It wasn't the grill. Could not get home because cars were on fire.
Oh, so the grill got cars on fire.
And when I say cars were on fire, I'm talking like 10, 12 cars completely engulfed in flames.
From a grill?
From a grill.
Like, did the grill... How?
That's the thing. I don't know how a grill... I mean, because I'm assuming it's like a charcoal grill, right?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
First time I've heard the story, so I don't...
I can't imagine it being a propane grill. And I haven't seen whether it was propane or charcoal. It just says grill. Was left unattended near some cars. Maybe there was something... You know, maybe somebody had a towel next to it. I don't know. But one car completely in flame, and then all the cars neighboring right next to it
that
completely
just seems
melted.
Hollywood-ish.
Almost right? seems like it was done on purpose.
Kind of, yeah, maybe done on purpose. It doesn't sound like just I left the grill on and 12 cars caught on fire. But, yeah, someone needs to an arson investigation into that.
Yeah.
Because there might be some foul play involved with those cars.
And all I can, and honestly, the only thing I could think about, there was some, you know, just bum Patriot fan who drove there. Maybe he lives in Miami now, couldn't wait to see his team take on the Dolphins, and just could not get home at all.
Right, yeah, no.
That's what I'm feeling bad about.
Goodness gracious. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Dumb of the day is the good news is the Commanders got a win against the Jaguars on Sunday.
Yes.
That's good news.
That is good news.
The bad news is that they were apparently selling team mugs with their logo placed on the outline of Washington State.
Why did they do that?
Now,
what is the story behind that? I saw that over the weekend, but I kind of kept going, was this a knockoff or was this official team gear?
Well, this is the way it is. People were quick to point out saying, okay, it wasn't sold in the stadium. It was sold in a truck outside the team store, but that truck is an official Commander's, extension. I'm thinking of like a kiosk.
Right. So they brought out like a official
truck.
Souvenir truck.
So not everyone's going into the store.
Right. So it still was the team.
Yeah, it has the NFL logo. It's still, I guess, official Commander's merchandise. Because as soon as it was pointed out on Twitter, those mugs were gone. And if it was a guy who was just selling back of his truck, he ain't going to care. He's going to be like, hey, buy them all you can.
Again, what did we talk about that last week when we said, hey, why aren't there people in the room going, this isn't going to be good?
I mean,
where are those levels of people willing to say the emperor has no clothes? Who came up with this in the Washington organization? They should be fired.
That's been passed by so many different people.
Right? Who thought that was a good idea?
The 9/11 menu last week.
Like, if there was one thing that, like, I would think, and I've never lived in D.C., I would think if you live in D.C., you don't ever want to be associated with Washington State. And if you live in Washington State, you don't want to be associated with living in D.C. So let's say you and your wife are, like, on a vacation. And somebody goes, where are y'all from? And you go, Washington. They would assume D.C. because you didn't say Seattle or Tacoma or Pullman or any other, you know, or whatever. But if you say Washington, like just, and you go, oh, D.C.? No, the state. You're proud to be part of that state.
Yes.
Like you might be proud to live in the D.C. area. Why would you bring the two together? That doesn't make any sense.
And I've always heard people when they say that they're living in Washington, that they'll usually follow up the state.
Right, right.
You know, and people who live in D.C. usually just say D.C. They don't say Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right. So I don't know.
Tony, this is my question to you would be this then. How long would it take you to, after living in Washington, D.C., just how many days or weeks or months or years would it take you living in D.C. to know that what the state of Washington looks like compared to what the D.C. area looks
right,
like?
Right, exactly. They didn't. It's not like they got it confused.
Cause,
like, they even did the whole, like, in the little lake, little inlet on the top corner of Washington State.
The Puget Sound.
Yeah, it looks exactly like Washington State. It's not, like, confusing for the district.
Yeah.
All right, can I ask this? Did they say to a design company that this is what they wanted, and the design company made a mistake, and then they shipped the mugs, and they're like, well, screw it, let's just sell them anyway.
Maybe nobody will notice.
Yeah, like maybe we'll just, I don't know.
I can't even think it's that.
Because here's the thing. Now I kind of want one.
Oh, yeah.
Like now I want one just to say I have it and just be like, I have the stupid Washington State Commanders mug that was the cross between Washington State and the D.C. football team.
The only other thing I can think of is there like some sort of tie? It's like, is there somebody on the team that...
That's a good question.
But it's not.
No explanation from the team, though, right?
No, they
somebody pointed it out and they went, oh, like some 22-year-old person in the office going, just like I predicted, this did not go well.
I mean, the only explanation is that they removed him.
Right. But I was told to shut up. I didn't know anything. And I'm just an intern. But I told you this would happen.
That's not D.C., you guys. Oh, you don't know. You haven't lived here long enough.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Quiet, James. We know what we're doing here in Washington Commander Land. Nope.
And I'm looking at the truck. It's one of those like trailers. It's like a, you know, food truck trailer that, you know, like a truck brings in and then has that food truck look to it that has the official Commander's stuff.
Yeah.
Has the NFL logo. Can't slap an NFL logo just on a random truck outside the team store.
Oh, goodness. So that was, yeah, I saw that trending and I was like, oh, what is going on? And then now you've explained it. So very good. Yeah.
But well, fortunately, they were not sold inside the stadium.
Well, there you go. So that's a good thing.
I guess
that makes it okay.
And they beat the Jaguars.
Yikes. Yikes.
So we're still waiting for.
I know. It's Carson Wentz threw 4 touchdowns, but he threw 2 bad picks, and they're complaining about the 2 bad picks. Like, hey, you got four touchdowns
out of that guy.
You beat Jacksonville. Just chill. Relax. Let it roll.
You know,
season,
I mean, no, this is what you want to tell the fans. Like, fans, you know, you got the narrative to be, did the Colts make a mistake?
Right, right.
So
exactly.
Run with that narrative.
Just run with that. All right. We'll continue with his Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio on Twitter @TonyDRadio @RonCulver. That's Ron with 2 N's. We continue.